Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. Mei Lam by Sue Ellen Chan on December 13, 1979. Mrs. Lam, may I ask where your parents came from?
Well, my mother was born here, because my father came from China. But my mother's born here.
Born in San Francisco? Mm-hmm. About when? What year?
Well, she was 86 when she passed on. Mm-hmm. That was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can figure it out there. And so what did your mother do? What's her occupation?
Well, in those days, there wasn't much that a woman could do, you know, not like nowadays. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of sewing. Mm-hmm.
So where, at home?
By hand, yeah, mm-hmm. at first. Mm-hmm. And then later on, she went to a plant. Mm-hmm. And she learned how to operate a sewing machine.
Uh-huh. So, all her life she's doing the sewing job.
Uh-huh.
How many children?
She had five.
Five. And she supported the whole family?
Oh, yes.
And
she supported. She used to tell me that she used to buy a couple of fish for dinner for 5 cents.
So did your grandmother, grandparents of your mother's side?
I don't know my grandparents. They were in China.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about my
grandparents. Oh, they came much earlier years, and they have children, and afterwards...
You mean my mother?
No, your grandparents.
Oh, they were born in China. Uh-huh. They stayed in China.
Uh-huh. Oh, they didn't come here. But how come your mother was born in San Francisco?
My mother?
Yeah, your mother, yeah.
Oh, let me see. I was thinking of my father's parents.
Uh huh. Okay.
They were the one that there.
Yeah. Huh?
No, but I don't remember any of my.
Your mother's.
No,
parents.
My mother's parents.
Okay. So.
She never told me anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell you anything about them.
Mm-hmm. You were the youngest in the family.
Yeah, in the family.
Mm-hmm. So, like, did your how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have. I had two sisters and two brothers. Now I have only one brother and one sister.
Uh-huh. And did they all go to school?
Oh, yes. We all went to school in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. You live in where in San Francisco?
San Francisco.
What area? Chinatown?
Oh, we used to live on Pacific Street.
Uh-huh.
And then after the fire, we lived on Grand Avenue. Well, I lived in Grand Avenue for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So you live like upstairs of a store?
Oh, yeah, upstairs.
Or,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And do you know approximately how much your mother earned at that time, sewing? How much money she made?
Well,
is it enough for her family?
I don't know how much money she makes, but I know that she makes enough to support us.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are real cheap in those days. Mm-hmm. You can buy a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the money.
Right. Where did she get all these clothes, sewing materials, get the job,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I just know that.
She has this job of sewing.
Mm-hmm. Is that
operating a machine.
Is that the most popular job
then.
Among
mm-hmm.
the Chinese women?
Mm-hmm.
They are doing this work at home.
At home, mm-hmm. and then, like I said, in a factory, sewing factory.
Mm-hmm. Did you say your father passed away when you were only
nine months old?
Mm-hmm. And so, is that only the widow would do the sewing job, or the women who has husband, they still do the same work?
Well,
do they work?
No, in those days, I don't think women, when they're married, I don't think they go out to work.
Uh-huh. But do they work at home? As you know,
they work at home mostly.
They do that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother, worked at home in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
After my father passed on,
I see.
She didn't go out to work.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, you were born in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask when?
1903.
Oh. So you all your life, where have you lived? In San Francisco?
Right, in San Francisco.
Moved down Los
mm-hmm.
Angeles?
After we got married, I moved down here.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
1944. And I've been here ever since.
Ah. Did you ever been here before 1944?
No.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, we met on a blind date.
Oh. And your husband was here?
Yeah. He went up to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
That's where we met, in San Francisco.
I see. So, and he just went up there looking for wife then?
No, he went up there to visit his brother. His brother was sick at the time,
uh-huh.
and he was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And, how did it happen now? Then one night my brother called me,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me, wanted me to meet somebody. And see, how he knew Alan, my brother, was through another friend.
Mm-hmm.
This friend knows Alan, knows my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we met.
Mm-hmm. At that time, how old is Mr. Lam? How old?
He was 40.
Mm-hmm.
We're both 40.
So, before you were married, what school did you go to?
What school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that time they called it the Oriental School,
mm-hmm.
but they changed it later. I don't know what it is now.
It's Chinese school? No.
No.
It's
an American school.
College. Did you go to Chinese school?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So, this Oriental school, most students are Oriental.
Yeah, most of them. In fact, they all are.
Oh.
It's right in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
Uh-huh. I see. So
right down the street from your mother-in-law's.
Commodore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so after you graduate from school, what job did you ever work?
Oh, yes, definitely I had a work.
What kind of job?
Well, my first job, I would never forget this. I used to work in a cabaret,
mm-hmm.
nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And I was used to pass, like lunchtime, pass out muffins to the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, too, I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I don't remember how long I worked there. After that, I worked in a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I went to a, this is a very exclusive shop where they sell men's and ladies'
mm-hmm.
women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very exclusive. Everything was very expensive.
Owned by American?
Oh, yes.
When it's about 1920 or 30s?
That was about 19... I think the late 20s.
Late 20s.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the candy shop is American-owned, too.
Uh-huh.
And then the first one was you worked for the American, too. So
mm-hmm.
all the jobs you had...
All my life, I've been associated with American people.
Mm-hmm.
Until I married Alan.
But you did have Chinese friends in Chinatown, San Francisco.
Chinese what?
You have Chinese friends.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to belong to the club, Square and Circle Club.
Mm-hmm. Why you joined that club?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I knew one of my girlfriends joined,
mm-hmm.
and she asked me if I wanted to join. So I did.
When was it?
This is
was
way
that
back.
First year of the club or later years?
That was shortly after the club was formed.
Mm-hmm. So about 1925.
Might be a bit earlier than that.
They started in 1924.
24? Then it must be about either a couple of years later.
I see. So what did you do in the club?
The club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nothing much. We used to have meetings. Every month we have meetings. And then sometimes we get together and have a party, get together, play cards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned to play mahjong.
How many members were there at that time?
At that time, I don't remember.
So most of the members were working professional women or housewives?
Yeah, I can't remember. No, they weren't housewives.
Most of them were.
Yeah, most of them were.
As sometimes as...
But they were all... That was a girl club.
Uh-huh, I see.
Until later, I think. Then they had the... housewife later.
It was formed by young girls at its first time, So then you worked for this mint shop, and was that your last job?
No, the last job I had was working at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I was there almost 20 years. I worked there.
In where?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. As what?
I was I was also sewing,
mm-hmm.
but I was sewing like altering hats,
mm-hmm.
make them bigger and smaller, something like that,
mm-hmm.
or change the style.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, how much approximately did you make at that
salary?
Time? Salary.
At the White House, when I first went there, I was only making $3 a day. And then, when I left there, I was making $25 a week,
mm-hmm.
which is very good pay at that time.
Uh-huh. So, like in terms of clothing, rent, all the expenses, that you probably can save some money then.
Well, not too much.
Mm-hmm. But how about the first job you had? How much you earned approximately?
Yeah, I don't remember that,
mm-hmm.
or any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only job I remember,
mm-hmm.
the pay that I got.
I see. So after...
That was during the war,
Mm-hmm. So when you were working for these non-Chinese bars, did you feel that you were discriminated against, compared to other non-Chinese employees?
No, I don't get you.
Okay. Were there other non-Chinese employees? All Chinese employees?
No, they weren't any Chinese there, except me.
Uh-huh. So did you get the same pay?
I don't remember. Because I don't know what they get.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So did they treat you differently?
No.
As
they
a
treat
Chinese?
Me very nice.
Mm-hmm. And so when you got married, you came down to
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, and what did you do?
I work in a restaurant.
Oh, you work in the restaurant. What the restaurant's name?
It was the Grand East.
Grand East. Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved up to Chinatown, they changed it to New Grand. They add the New Grand East
mm-hmm.
at the new.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where's the old Grand?
It was on Alameda Street, right across the street from the Union Station.
So when you married, it was still there.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. So
it was there quite a few years before we left.
Mm-hmm. So, do you remember it was on the ground floor or you have a?
It's upstairs, second floor.
Upstairs, second floor, mm-hmm. and that belongs to owned by your husband.
And four others.
And who were the other four? Do you remember?
I can't remember the names. I only remember one.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they are.
They're all Chinese.
When did they start? Do you know?
I don't know when they start the restaurant.
So with how long they have the?
I don't know when they first started. I don't know how long they had it.
So when you were married, they were
already there.
Partners.
Uh-huh.
They have good business at that time?
They, I think, from what I gather, they started during the war.
Mm-hmm. World War II.
Uh-huh.
And did they make good at that time?
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good money.
Who were the customers? Chinese or American?
No, the Americans and Chinese. Mostly American.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And mostly friends of my husband.
Mm-hmm. I see. And so... Do they, these five partners, other than these five, do they have to hire any other workers?
Well, they had to hire some waiters.
Mm-hmm.
I think two or three, I think.
And you helped too?
Well, I was the cashier.
Mm-hmm. And
there were three waiters.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was one of them.
Mm-hmm. You say they made pretty good. Approximately how much they made each?
I don't know how much they made. So I didn't have anything to do with the books.
Mm-hmm. You just
all I did was take in the money.
So later, when did the restaurant move to Chinatown?
Well, I think it was about it was around the 1950 something like that. Seemed like everything happened in 1950.
Uh-huh. So why
before 1950? I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Why it moved to?
Because the freeway, the government wanted that piece of property.
Mm-hmm. So at that time, were there many Chinese stores next
door? Oh, there were a lot of them around there.
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of shops?
Well, there was a liquor store,
mm-hmm.
and there was this a bar underneath us owned by a Mexican. And then there was another store where they sold like groceries.
Chinese
and
or?
And then Chinese. And then there's another, a restaurant, a smaller restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of those meat market.
Mm-hmm.
There were quite a few stores there at the time.
Mm-hmm. And most of the people?
We all had to move.
And most people shop there were Chinese?
Oh, yes.
But the people eat there in the restaurant were mostly American?
Mostly American, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where's the new Grand East restaurant here in Chinatown?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean then?
Yeah.
Where the Golden Palace.
Oh.
It's right in that same spot where the Golden Palace is now.
So, you say that when you moved to New Chinatown, then your husband bought the whole restaurant,
yeah, uh-huh.
and
mm-hmm.
so he owned the whole restaurant. Is that expensive to own a restaurant, to buy a restaurant?
Well, actually, the expense is pretty expensive because you have to have all those waiters and the bartenders and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But for start, you know, when he bought the restaurant from the other four partners.
I don't remember. You know, it's been so long.
He must be very good, save all the monies all these
well,
years.
Well, business was very good. You know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what the other four partners do after they split?
They all went to different restaurants.
Oh, they all? Okay.
They work in different restaurants. One of them, one of the partners stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
But the others all went to other restaurants working.
I see. So you have the restaurant for how many years? Till when? 1960?
We must have it from about 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm. When
we had a long time.
Mm-hmm. When was the last year you were there? Restaurant.
Last year, I think it was probably around the 1960s, I think.
Mm-hmm. And because you decided
19,
to
about the middle of 1960,
mm-hmm.
65, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
And then you retire.
Well, we didn't actually retire,
mm-hmm.
but the kitchen was caught on fire, so we had to close the place up.
Oh, I see.
And then I thought Alan didn't want to have the restaurant anymore, but he changed his mind. So we bought out Oscar's, which is an American restaurant. That was a disaster.
Where is it?
Right where the bank is now, the back part.
The cafe bank?
Oh. The parking lot.
It no longer exists now.
No longer there, no.
It's an American cafe shop?
Mm-hmm.
Not Chinese?
No.
Mm-hmm. What do, why you say it's a disaster?
Because we lost all our money there.
Oh, I see.
Everything
it's not good business to own an American cafe
no,
in Chinatown?
No, because we don't know how to run American business, you know. And all the workers are unionized.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that was so bad.
Uh-huh. So earlier you say you associate mostly with American before you were married, and when you moved down Los Angeles, you start associating with mostly Chinese?
Not too many, because I stayed in the restaurant quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. So still you?
Well, I work most of the time.
Mm-hmm. So at that time
I didn't have time to associate with anybody.
Yeah, very busy at
mm-hmm.
work. Yeah. Do you have any association with like American Black or Chicanos or non-Chinese?
Any what?
Any American Black people? Blacks.
Mm-hmm. Black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any chance to associate with them?
No.
Or
but they used to come to the restaurant, though.
Uh-huh.
They were real nice.
Uh-huh.
I imagine they are the better people.
I see.
You know,
yeah.
They're real nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and do you know any other non-Chinese, Asians?
Japanese. The Japanese used to go there, too, quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Were they, like, tourists, or they were just your residents around Los Angeles area?
Oh, I don't know what you mean by tourists.
You come from other states or?
Oh no, most of them are from there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. So
but we did, later on, we did get some from Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
These are the ones that are on tour, you know.
Uh-huh.
They used to eat at our place.
Uh-huh.
But then they only had about maybe one or two meals, that's all.
So all your life, did you feel more Chinese or more American? You feel?
I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how. I don't know. I just feel like myself,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what that is.
So, like at home, did you speak Chinese or English?
Oh yes, we speak
all
Chinese
all the time.
Because my mother was living with us,
mm-hmm.
and she speaks Chinese.
Did she speak any English?
Very little.
Mm-hmm. So,
very little.
So, did you speak English with your brothers and sisters?
No,
mm-hmm.
speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But how about your children?
Same.
Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So, did your family celebrate any Chinese holidays,
oh,
New
yes.
Year's? Do you remember how your mother celebrate New Year?
No, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So
it's too far back.
Yes. So did you celebrate New Year's special ways?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Buy special food?
Not, well, in a way, I give lychee, you know?
I see.
Chinese New Year, give lychee, that's about all.
Did your children observe all these Chinese customs?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. How about your grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren?
I have just one.
One grandchild.
One boy, 14.
Mm-hmm. 14. Does he follow these Chinese customs or?
No.
Does he speak Chinese?
He doesn't speak Chinese at all.
Oh, the younger generation. So, do you think that you are typical among the Chinese, you know, so Chinese, speak Chinese? Most Chinese do that, or you think, you know, it's most Chinese didn't speak Chinese most of the time?
Well, I speak mostly Chinese,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm. But you think you are typical Chinese?
Well, I guess, actually, when you come right down to it, I guess I do
mm-hmm.
feel
but,
that way, you know.
Mm-hmm. But how about compared to other Chinese in, say, Los Angeles, that you associate with? Did they?
Well, most of the people I associate with now are, they feel like they're Chinese.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And most of them are from the old country.
So, when anyone in your family got sick, did you prefer Chinese or American medicine?
Well, we used to know an American doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that anybody gets sick, we used to go to him, American doctor.
So that's when you were young?
That's in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. So, did your mother ever prepare any kind of medicine-oriented, you know, food?
Oh, yes.
Like what?
Like Liang Cha, you know?
So for Yi Hei or something.
Mm-hmm.
And did she ever cook like chicken with some kind of Chinese herb or special?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her doing that. I don't remember at all.
So, in recreation, did your family prefer Chinese things or American, say, go to Chinese opera?
Oh, yes. My mother did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to go to the China. I prefer the American.
Mm-hmm.
Like
go to
the
American
movies.
And did you play any sports games, American games?
American games?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you play mahjong?
Mahjong, yeah, most of the time.
Did your mother play mahjong?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How often did your mother like go to Chinese show? Like
how often?
Often, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, about at least twice a week.
Oh, I see. And how often did she play mahjong, say?
How often?
Uh-huh.
About twice a week.
Twice a week. That's after kids are grown up, right?
Yeah.
But before you were young,
no,
probably
she wouldn't have time to do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
She's too busy supporting us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, did your mother or you have any relatives in China?
In where?
China.
China?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you didn't never have to chance to write to anybody
there. Never
had
the chance to write or anything.
Mm-hmm. Did you or others that you know, some other people, join any association in Chinatown?
I don't know.
Did
your husband
belong to any family association?
Do I what?
Your husband, Mr. Lam, join any family association?
Oh yes, but he belonged to the Lam's association.
What did he do? He paid due,
mm-hmm,
every
pay
year?
Pay dues, yeah.
Approximately how much a year?
Well, he used to pay about $10.
Oh, that's about
a year.
1950, huh? Or 40s or something. Or 60s.
About 1950,
1960. Mm-hmm. So, other than pay the fees, what other things he joined? Is some special activities they held?
Oh, he's very active.
Most of the time, what did
he
do?
He's always, if there's any project going on, they always want him to take part.
Mm-hmm. What kind of what kind of project?
Like when they have the parade, you know,
mm-hmm,
New Year's parade, they want him to take part.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to, when they like Hop Sing Tong, when they have this dragon owl,
mm-hmm,
or they want him to be there. And if they have a Jianying, when they have the party, they want him to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lums, naturally, he would have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And and then he belonged to this American club, the Footprinters.
Mm-hmm.
And he belonged to the Shriners,
mm-hmm,
club, Shriners.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Only a lot of other that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
These are only a few that I remember.
Mm-hmm. And so he...
Oh yeah, that's another one. It's called Rurag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? He just go to the meetings or he play special part of the...
Well, these American party clubs, They just go there for meetings, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And
just once in a while they have a party, like Valentine's Day or things like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you go with him?
No.
Mm-hmm. And like this China,
some of these women are not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Like in Chinatown, it's a family association. He went himself.
Mm-hmm.
And like New Year's parade, what kind of activities he participate as?
You mean Alan? What kind
yeah,
of?
Right.
Well, he used to take part in the. He used to march in the parade.
Marching in the parade.
Oh, yes.
Did he play? I mean, it's a
no.
Dragon dance or mm-hmm. anything?
Just march.
March. Mm-hmm.
Until the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
he had to ride in them.